The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. RJ just sent us Chris Sale video. Chris Sale made a rehab start for Worcester. It's spelled Worcester, yeah. But it's Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass. And he was
all of you guys who try to come over here, you left-hand pitchers, come to Worcester. Understand this: if you're a starter, you can have my sister. If you're a reliever or a middle reliever, keep your hands off of my sister.
Well, if you're a good starter
for the Sox, you can do whatever you want to my sister.
That's ugly. So he was facing the Scranton Rail Riders, the Yankees AAA affiliate. He pitched 3 2/3, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts in his rehab start.
5 walks.
And he totally, it had to be a bathroom because he literally destroyed this room. And there's a toilet.
I see the picture. Yeah. Oh, Barstool's got the whole video.
The whole video, yeah.
Who took this?
Oh, my gosh. He just... And you know what? The point is, and it is kind of crap, because he had no control. The people who work there at Worcester, I mean, they ain't making no money. They got to clean up his mess. And it looks like...
They got to replace it, too.
A hurricane goes... Well, he'll have to pay for it. But... Chris Sale has done it before. Remember when he was at the White Sox, he just went off. And he went off on their uniforms. Remember, he wouldn't wear them. The White Sox had to trade him because he wouldn't wear their uniforms.
He's a nut job.
He is kind of a nut job.
He's kind of a nut job. Talented nut job.
But it is kind of crappy that he destroys the room, and all these people got to clean up after him. Hopefully he leaves him a nice tip. Hopefully. I don't know. I don't know Chris Sale. I don't know what he's about as far as tipping goes. But boy, he sure can destroy a locker room. Holy crap. I mean, he just... And the dude don't weigh 200 pounds. He's what, 6'7"? 6'8"? And he looks like he's still rail thin.
Yeah, he's probably 220. You know how those tall... skinny guys are.
But I mean, man, Chet Holmgren's kind of a POS move. You're a big star making all this money.
Yeah, but
and you're
in his
leaving
mind,
destruction behind.
In mind, he's in his mind, he's just like super pissed off. I guess because the 5 walks.
Yeah, 5 walks.
I guess that's what pissed him off. What's up, RJ?
Have you guys ever gone this crazy before? Yeah. Like not like ripping anything up, yes. But like, you know, like
yes.
Just completely lost.
I've never gone that crazy. No.
I have.
You've never like completely like lost it, John?
No, I had buddies who punched holes in walls after Bulls losses. I've had
nothing like that.
Guys.
Whenever Tony Batiste missed 4 straight free throws when you were trying to lay points with Texas Tech, you never punched a hole in your garage.
Never did that. No. Well,
that makes one of us. Tony Batiste, it's on for life between me and Tony Batiste after he lost me that game.
Four straight
laying
free
points.
Throws.
Make one and I win. make one, and I win. They're fouling him at the end, and Tony Batiste can't make a free throw.
Oh,
yeah,
You punched a hole. You didn't destroy. I mean, literally destroy an entire room.
I've lost my mind like that before.
Have you? 100%. I've never lost my mind like that. RJ, have you ever lost your mind like that? You're too laid back.
What are you talking about? Once I have a whole tooth behind that story.
You lost a tooth?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
So this is about eighth grade. One dumb kid. Like, we're all like doing push-ups like on a basketball. Don't know why. Stupid. But so I didn't hear this until later on. One kid had told the other kid who wanted to fight me just like a couple days before. I don't know why. Because like John said, I'm the laid back guy, but he always wanted to fight me for some reason. I didn't hear until later on that he dared the kid who wanted to fight me. He's like, I bet you won't kick the ball from under him. And he kicked the ball from under me. Whap! Tooth is gone. I don't remember anything else that went on, but everybody was like, RJ, I've never seen you that scary in my life. They gave me, like, the rest of the week off. I guess everybody was making fun of him, like, ooh, RJ was going to kick your ass. And so he was trying to fight me, like, the rest of the year, but I was like, I was over it. And so I was like, but everybody was like, dude, if you would have got your hands on him, I don't know what would have happened. They were like, you were that scary. So I have a whole tooth behind, like, losing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I lost my tooth in a fight, too, but I just got my ass kicked.
That's Peggy Bingenheimer, Laura Bingenheimer, didn't
No, that wasn't Laura Bingenheimer. There was Ronnie Bickhouse.
Yeah.
Ronnie Bickhouse.
Who was going out with Laura Bingenheimer?
No, he didn't go out. Laura Bingenheimer was fifth grade. That's different. you just pulled the Ronnie Bickhouse. You forgot Ronnie Bickhouse's name.
I forgot his name, but I remember Laura Bingenheimer.
Yeah.
Because I sang a song about her a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You brought it up. It's one of the best things I've held. But I've gotten really mad at gambling stuff before when I was doing Pigskin Sports, but I've gotten mad at it. I never lost my mind to video games. My buddy Michael, you know Michael.
Yeah.
Michael has punched multiple holes in
walls.
Cold
weather idiot.
Yeah, he's punched multiple holes in walls because of video games. Micro League Baseball, Mike Tyson Punch Out, the golf, I made him do it over Contra. Like, I figured out that you could have a second, like, the second controller on Contra would actually control the first controller on Contra. There's all these levels you have to beat. You got different types of guns. You know, you're killing all these different things. And so when I lived in Austin, when I moved from New Orleans to Austin and was just living with all my friends, and we were just, you know, they were going to school. I was just staying up late. Waking up late, just living a life, you know. When I say living a life, eating ramen with spaghetti sauce and grilled cheese because we had no food. But still, you know, it was fun, whatever. I'm with my boys. So the video games were a very serious thing. We have records that we're going for. Like, it's serious. The golf record. One time, Michael, the Nintendo Golf, the arrows show you the way the green is supposed to roll.
Yeah.
And he just screwed up he thought he was putting uphill when he was putting downhill, and he was about to break the record, the all-time record, and he put it in and went shoo, flew off the green, and he's like, GD, boom, punched a hole in the wall, just smashed it. He was so furious. Mike Tyson Punch Out, he was drunk a lot of times when he was fighting Mike Tyson Punch Out. But on Contra one time, I figured out that if you, like, you have to lay down to shoot something, that's the way you avoid from being killed, you have to lay down. And so I figured out on the other controller, because I'm waiting to play, and I pushed up, and it made him stand up. He goes, what the? Because the guy stood up. I'm like, oh, I've got control over his guy. So with his crazy temper at the time, I was making him stand up right when a bullet would come out. Make him stand up, and he gets shot and killed. Lost his mind on that one. And Michael's like gotten a lot calmer now. Some people don't even know that he, you know, had that little, like, he was a really good baseball player, and he popped out once. He was known for his temper. One time, you know, known for his temper, and he popped out, and this is in a practice, and he turned, getting ready to throw his bat as hard as he could against the backstop, and Coach Wynn goes, don't you do it. And Michael looked back at him. He's like, F it. He went through it anyway. He goes,
hit the, what is it called? Hit the poles. So he's got to run from left field pole to right field pole. Michael took his shirt off like, I'm getting some sun. And he ran. He had to run for what was like 40 minutes back and forth, just running the poles back and forth. So he was my friend that I had. Like, he had the worst temper. One time he and Solis almost got into a fight over a video boxing game. Like, let's take it outside. And I'm like, guys, I was going to fight about...
Oh, yeah.
About Joe Frazier versus Max Schmeller.
Lance, what about your brisket? You got, okay.
Yeah, I got mad, but
Lance lost it with the dried up beef jerky barbecue.
Did I F that person? Did I tell anybody anything?
No, you told them SDH.
But did I break
SDH.
Anything? Yeah, but I didn't break anything.
Oh, no, but you were. Yeah.
I did it when I was playing in a Pappas League
that
restaurant.
That vodka could have lost you a tooth because you when you were puking out your.
No, it was. Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of different alcohols. That I didn't lose my mind. I lost my mind.
Maybe that
listen
was
to
me.
This. Basketball game, right? I'm 22 years old. I'm a waiter at a Papado. I'm playing in a Pappas League basketball. And I'm playing really good basketball back then. And so I'm playing in this league. And I, right off the bat, boom, 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 six quick points, like that, nothing. And I'm playing a lot of pickup. I just, you know, I'm probably... One of my best is right then in time. And so I'm playing against others. It's pretty competitive. And I score six quick points. And then I had something. I don't know what it was. It was like I reached in and stole it from somebody, and the official called a foul. And I'm like, that's a BS call. And he's like, hits me with the technical. And I'm like, okay, you know, I knew I was going to get a technical. You can't tell somebody that's a BS call. You're going to get a tech. I said, come on, ref. I said, all I did was, in this tone, I reached in and I picked it. That was not a foul. He goes, brr! He hit me with another one. And I'm like, and I knew I was out of the game. And I was so excited about playing these basketball league games. I realized I'm out of the game in the first 3 minutes of the game, 2.5 minutes of the game. I'm so furious because I knew that second tech should have never come. Never come. The first one, granted. I lost my mind. I went over and picked up a chair and threw it against the wall. I picked up another one, threw it against the wall. I picked up again, threw it on the court. Like, and I stormed out of there, and I'm driving 120 miles down the beltway, like going home. I'm so pissed off. And then something about me is if I get really mad, I kind of all of a sudden I calm down pretty quick. And I realize as I'm driving, like, I'm getting kicked out of this league for sure.
That's it.
Wait. It's even worse than that. It's even worse. I stormed out. I left this, and everyone's like in shock looking at what a psychopath. I storm out to my car, and
you forgot your keys, and you had to go back.
Yeah, I had to go back and face everyone. Then I took off, and this is only me. Only I would do this. I took off, and I realized, I'm like, oh, crap. You know, I'm going to get kicked out of this league. I forgot my jacket that I had and like a beanie cap that I had. And I'm like, I got to go back for this too. I got to go back a second time. And the game, I waited in my car until the game was over, and I went and apologized to the referees. I knew I acted like an a-hole, and I wanted to apologize because I knew I was an a-hole. But also, I was kind of hoping to stay in the league, which I didn't.
You didn't? They kicked you out?
I was not allowed to stay in after
no,
that.
No. Yeah. As well, you shouldn't have been.
Who knew that?
What you needed was representation, the Morley Law Firm.
I should have called.
You needed them.
I should have called the Morley Law Firm.
You needed the Morley Law Firm, and they would have maybe represented you and maybe been able to keep you in the league. I don't know. That's probably frivolous for them, I would think. You know what? You probably have to have bigger problems than that, being kicked out of a rec league. So if you're looking for a representation where you are going to, if you do have issues, if you have been arrested, if you have been charged, if you have been if you're having just police issues whatsoever, maybe you need representation now. If someone is suing you civilly, you need representation. If you have an accident, you might need representation. If the insurance company is screwing you, you might need representation. all of these things are happening every single day in our city, and it's unfortunate. And you know what? Stuff happens. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe it's not your fault. But whatever the case may be, you still need representation, and that's what the Morley Law Firm does. And, oh, by the way, immigration, you're having problems, se habla español, and they can help you out with your immigration problems as well. And they're doing it in a lot of instances. So if you're looking for that representation that is going to help you out in these dire times, MorleyLaw.com, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955.
This is ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Looking forward to it. Two things today. JV on the mound. He's our stopper. He is the guy that you send out there, and you know that the losing streak ends. The losing streak ends at one because JV is on the mound. That's what a stopper does. He stops the bleeding. That's JV. And then tonight, Jabari Smith. Jabari Smith against Paolo Banchero tonight in their debuts. Pretty cool that they're playing against each other. There is a story, Clutch fans just retweeted it from The Athletic. Hours passed. Once the Rockets were convinced Orlando was going with Banchero, Houston reached out to the Magic to make a trade offer to get up to the top pick, sources said. The Rockets wouldn't have made an offer if they were certain Smith would slide to them, sources said. But they were concerned about having to make a decision on Holmgren without time to digest his medical information.
Yeah, so the problem with Chet is that he wasn't sharing medicals, really, with a lot of teams because of an issue he has. I'm trying to remember what his issue was, but it was something that was a problem for a lot of teams. It's kind of crazy that this is what's so weird about basketball. They've let basketball players have so much control that they're like, you can't even get a guy's medical before you draft him.
Well, it's the same with baseball.
Okay, here's the thing. I know. Yeah. Here's the thing. I mean, you're paying guys within 4 years of being in the league. They're already getting $200+ million. You guys are really out of control. Like, you have no control. Basketball, baseball is even weirder because you go to a minor league system. In basketball, Chet Holmgren goes, really anybody, Jaden Ivey, like, okay, I'm not working out for you. You or you. You don't get my medicals. I don't want to play for you. This is a draft. You know that, right? Chet Holmgren's like, okay, no one gets my medicals. Well, that's scary. What's going on with you? None of your business. But it is my business. I'm about to draft you.
I'm about to give you millions and millions and millions of dollars.
It's crazy. NFL, this is what it is. Okay, we're bringing you in for a visit. You go through the medicals. Like, everyone has to go through medicals. Because you don't – in the NFL – there are players like Maurice Hurst who got drafted. He fell to the fifth round, I think, when he came out of Michigan.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one team. I said, well, I mean, Maurice Hurst, like, where would you draft Maurice Hurst because of his issues? And they said, never. I said, what do you mean never? He goes, we don't want a player to possibly die on the field. We're not drafting a guy that we feel like medically could die on the field. So, no, we take him completely off the board. It's just crazy to me that the NBA has no control of their league at all.
No.
They have none. Just like, I'm not playing this year. And where's my $40 million? I guess it's right here. Here's your giant sack of money.
Well, and it's funny what Schefter said. I mean, Schefter, the other day we played this soundbite. He was like, you see the difference between the NFL? Aaron Rodgers demands a trade, and you know what? He doesn't get traded. Now, Deshaun Watson demanded
a
trade.
Aaron got a new deal.
He got a new deal. Absolutely, he got a new deal. And that was what he was going for anyway. He didn't give a rat's ass. But you just signed a 4-year deal, Kevin Durant. Why do I have to trade you? I don't have to trade you.
No, you're the piece.
Yes.
We build around you.
Yes.
You're the piece.
We made a commitment to you with $200 million. Now, don't you think you should play for us?
And because now, guess what? You have to make trades for players. Now, the contracts don't have to last as long. But now, because of Kevin Durant's contract, you now are going to have to either have upset Kevin Durant and his Twitter fingers, or you're going to have, you know, you're going to have to trade for players that you never draft, you never signed in the first place. And who knows what their contract's going to be. They're going to have to equal a relative amount to Kevin Durant's, at least for that first year. So now you're in a position where we're like, we didn't sign up for this. This isn't what we were signing up for when we got Kevin Durant. Just doesn't matter. And I'm sure Kevin Durant could say, well, I didn't sign up for that either. But you're getting the money.
Yeah.
But you're literally getting this amount of money. That's what this is what the contract is. It's supposed to be binding. Like, I don't like it in college football when football coaches don't have to live by their contract. They can just leave. That's no good.
No, that's
no
good.
I think it was a huge tinderbox in terms of one of the it's part of the fire that part of the flame that lit the fire that kind of blew up college football was coaches being able to go whenever and whenever. It escalated the race for money for schools where that's the most important thing for schools, because they gotta have enough money to pay this coach, and then this school has to have enough money for a buyout and to pay this and to hold on to this coach. And it was bad, but man, basketball, Zion Williamson said yesterday, they met with Zion Williamson, the media, after he got his giant bag. And he said, hey, I want to prove I'm a winner. That's what Zion said. He asked where this birthday ranks. He has a birthday, right? So his 21st birthday, last year on July 6th, his 21st birthday, Zion found out he had suffered a broken right foot, an injury that ended up costing him the entire year. This year on July 6th, and I made it way faster back with my second degree sprain with my ankle. I was able within a year to play Frisbee golf, which
yeah,
shows
it's a
that
little
you, can,
different, but yeah.
You can make it back.
No, it's a little different, but yeah.
This year on July 6th, his 22nd birthday, he put pen to paper and signed a 5-year designated rookie max that was worth $231 million. Ask where this birthday ranks. And Williamson smiled and patted Pelicans executive vice president of basketball operations, David Griffin, on the shoulder. Number one, he said, it would be my number one too.
Yeah,
if they gave me $231 million.
Yeah.
It would 100%
yeah.
be the best birthday ever. Williamson signed the deal, and as he put the cap on the pen, Williamson looked up and said, I'm locked in, baby. Williamson's deal is worth $193 million.
Until he says, I wanted you to trade me.
I'm locked in until he says,
so
I'm
wait
not
a minute.
Happy
so
here.
Look at that team, though. C.J. McCollum, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram. I mean, that said, do you know that Zion is the second leading scorer in NBA history? Well, since the merger. Through 85 games, the second only Michael Jordan had more points through 85 games.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah,
when he's played.
Well, the problem is it's only 85 games.
The problem
is 85 games 4 years into his career.
The problem is we're really 3 years into the career, and Zion has played that few games, and has had issues with weight and issues with injury. And recovery from injury due to weight.
Do you?
That is a huge concern. That started to get Shaquille O'Neal kind of in the middle of his career, toward the middle to the back end, you know, middle end. It started to be a big, big issue with him. Weight issues on that size frame and lower body injuries, that is.
Especially foot.
That would be a huge, huge concern for me. I don't know. I can't listen to any of this. Like, I don't care about Zion wanted to make.
So is Zion a piece of a championship team? Is he the center point?
He absolutely could be. I got to see if he's for real. Like, I can't listen to this. David Griffin, the GM, he wasn't looking for a way out. He was looking for a way to stay. A way to stay? It's just called a contract extension. Why are we acting like this is some kind? Zion's like, I stay awake late at night thinking, how can I stay in New Orleans? What can I do to stay? This is even better. His family was looking for a way to become more involved with the community. And you see this here today. This is a human thing. Like, come on, guys. You can be involved in a community. It doesn't take anything. My wife and my daughter go to a soup kitchen and work at a soup kitchen with homeless people.
Yeah, but
you know how hard that is?
They have $200 million, though. That's why. That's why they can do it.
Yeah, true. I mean, this is it's real easy. You can just go get involved in the community. Really, actually, fairly easy.
Well, no,
there's
now
a lot of different ways.
You can't unless you get a max dollar.
Unless you have a max dollar extension, like right. He was. Zion wasn't trying to leave. He was trying to find a way to stay, and we helped him find that way with a contract worth $231 million. If he has injury protections built in for us, Zion puts the cap on. I'm locked in, baby. No, you're not. It's just going to take one thing to turn you side. It's going to take one 12-game losing streak, and you will be – and the rumors will come out that you want to be out and you want to go to L.A. or you want to go to Miami or you want to go somewhere else. It doesn't matter.
They're going
to
ask you to eat a salad, and you're going to go, I want to be traded.
Yeah,
it.
It's not – I mean, that's why – I wish I could trust that
can't
Zion was about it, that he was 100% about it because he's so talented. But I'm just – this generation of basketball players, you just never know – I mean, because Kevin Durant's in it,
you
even though
this,
he's older.
RJ, he's besmirching your guys right now. That's
I just don't.
You see what he's doing, RJ?
I just don't like.
That's your
I mean,
guys.
To me, I can't respect a guy when you know it's about money, and then when things get hard at all, you just have to go to a different team. Like that's just such a soft thing. I can't even fathom that. You know, you have a guy, Dame Lillard. He stayed at Portland. He's taking some crap because he stayed at Portland. But Dame's like, no, I want to try to win here. I don't want to just bounce from team to team to team.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to do that. LeBron will bounce around.
Oh,
he's
really?
Proven that. Kevin Durant will bounce around.
8:30 ESPN. 9:30 ESPN, 97.5. 713-780-3776. One segment left, and then we've got News of the Weird. And Brett Favre had some interesting comments that we got to get to on the other side right here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quick segment here and then News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on a great day in Houston. JV on the mound. And the Rockets, Jabari Smith making his debut against Paolo Banchero tonight, 9 o'clock. Good stuff. That's fun. That's a fun day. That's a full day that you're going to have. And then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Brett Favre had this to say. You see if you agree with it. I'd be shocked if Devontae Adams had the same year. I think Derek Carr is a very good quarterback, but he's not in Aaron's league yet. May never be, and that's no disrespect. Is Devontae, what kind of year is Devontae? First of all, he's got Darren Waller as well. He's got Hunter Renfro.
Two heavy target guys.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't going to like it there. Devontae Adams is getting his.
Yes. Oh, he got the money.
Devontae's getting
and
his.
And their boys from college.
My guess is the guy who's going to be up and down is actually going to be Waller. Because the little slot receiver who can get open for easy Derek Carr six-yard throws, that ain't going away. Devontae, and I don't think Devontae's going to get the I don't think he's going to get the numbers he likes. I think fantasy football owners are going to be a little disappointed with Devontae Adams.
Well,
the touchdown numbers especially.
Well, yeah. I mean, but here's the thing about Devontae Adams, though, is Aaron got him the ball. You'd be stupid not to throw that dude because he catches everything. Mm-hmm. He separates and he catches everything. You'd be stupid not to throw that dude the ball.
Derek Carr had 4,800 passing yards last year. What was his touchdown total?
How many touchdowns did he have?
He had almost 5,000 yards passing.
Almost.
He had 4,800 yards passing last year.
He had 32 touchdowns.
That's close. He had 23.
23?
So the numbers are inverted. He's not a touchdown thrower. He never has been. People sleep on this with Derek Carr when they talk about Derek Carr. Derek Carr does not have an impact on passing touchdowns. Here's his
now,
stats.
How many rushing touchdowns did they have as a team?
I'll have to check. I mean, obviously, a decent amount.
Yeah.
Here's his totals. 23, 27, 19, 22, 28, 32. His second year in the league, 21. Derek Carr has thrown for over 4,000 yards for the last 3 years. And his touchdown total has been 23, 27, 19. That's just rare in this day and age to have those touchdown numbers. To throw for 4,049 yards and have 19 touchdowns in 2018, that's just not much. I can't remember. What was his injury in 2019? I can't remember. He didn't play.
Was it a foot?
I don't remember what it was.
But they had to score points because they – so their rushing touchdowns were 14. 14 rushing touchdowns.
That's not great.
Josh Jacobs had 9. No, that's not great. And they only had 23.
A lot of field goals.
A lot of field goals. Man.
23 passing touchdowns when you almost throw for 5,000 yards.
They had the worst red zone defense, one of the worst in history.
Yeah.
Red zone defense.
I'm just telling you.
How they made the playoffs last year is amazing.
Davante Adams, I'm just telling you, based on Derek Carr's history, I would not expect Davante Adams to get a ton of touchdowns. We saw it firsthand with our guy Andre Johnson never got to double-digit touchdowns, and he had Matt Schaub go for some decent yardage from time to time.
So you're fading Davante Adams this year?
A little bit. I just think you got to be careful where you value him because Darren Waller is a special tight end target. He's very tough to match up with, and then Hunter Renfrow gets open and catches most of the balls you throw to him. So I don't know how Derek Carr manages. Is he going to be smart and get the ball to the best targets every snap, or is he going to feel the pressure to go mostly to Davante Adams because of what they gave up for him and what they're paying him? Does he go with the safety blanket in Renfrow, who became a real safety blanket last year for him? Matching up with Darren Waller is almost impossible. He's big. He's a wide receiver who they converted to tight end. He's really hard to guard. Not taking advantage of that would be stupid.
Yeah, but not.
Think of the greatest wide receivers. I think if you can think of two really good wide receivers when you have a really high-end pass-catching tight end. Think of the great pass-catching. Tony Gonzalez did not have great receivers with him. Antonio Gates. Gates was the number one target. You did not have great. And even at the back end, Kelsey and Tyreek, but who's the second one? You can't find two really good wide receivers.
Well, I think
with the pass catching tight end,
Renfrow is the one that's going to have to get squeezed on this deal.
But he's the easy throw guy. He's the choice route guy. Derek Carr from the slot, it's a short throw. He's been a check down guy in his career. I mean, honestly, the guy who gets squeezed, I think, is going to be. I mean, it's not crazy to think Davante Adams' numbers could come way down from last year. But I think Waller's going to get squeezed. I don't think the little guy who gets wide open, like Tom Brady, at no point did Tom Brady stop looking for Wes Welker and Julian Edelman. It's an easy throw if you're an accurate quarterback. It's an easy throw. It's a choice route. They read the defense, and they either break it inside, break it outside. You're on the same page with your read. Boom. It's just an all day. That's 6. That's 6. That's 7. That's 3. That's 10. All day long. I don't know that Hunter Renfrow gets squeezed. Why do I care? This is just a fantasy football conversation, basically.
Yeah. Well.
But I think it does matter when you're paying those wide receivers that much money, because more and more wide receivers are going to talk their way out of teams because teams are going to say, sorry, we have an expensive quarterback. We can't afford to pay you $30 million a wide receiver. I'm sorry. We can't afford to do this. So Tyreek Hill with, you know, they got Tyreek. How about this? They got Mike Gesicki, Tyreek Hill, and from just last year, the super fast Ray McCallum. No, the super fast. That's a callback to earlier in the show.
Not Will Fuller.
No. From Alabama.
Oh yeah. Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle. So you got Waddle, Tyreek, and Mike Gesicki. That's a pretty good two receiver, one tight end combination.
We'll see if he can get him the ball. That's the question.
Yeah.
We'll see how well he gets.
How hard is it to throw slants, though?
No, he absolutely.
He's a slant thrower.
This may be perfect.
I'm telling you, Mike McDaniel is going to find a way to get the ball to those guys. He's from an offense where they figure it out.
Yeah.
So I would
with a quarterback that is not as talented as other quarterbacks.
Is it really true that that Tua fired his personal social media director because he's the one that filmed that throw where Tyreek was having to wait for the deep ball, which wasn't even that big a deal to me, but everyone clowned him and made fun of him. Because
I thought that came from the Dolphin site.
That's what I thought. But one of my sons said that supposedly it came from Tua's personal social media director posted it.
He should fire him then.
Well, it wasn't even bad enough for people to clown. I didn't think it was all that bad.
Well, everybody.
Have you not seen Pat Mahomes where he's had to fair catch Pat Mahomes?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's done that plenty. 9:44 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 News of the Weird coming your
way.
How
weird is it?
Next, it's weird. No. It is weird. All right. Coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Reminding you that tomorrow, the summer circuit takes us to Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue. It'll be broadcasting live from noon till 7. The barbecue is fantastic, people. So if you're looking for a great place, cold beer, frozen cocktails, a whole lot more. If you haven't been there before, get there. You can register to win a new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop and a weekend getaway from Lafayette Travel. That's tomorrow. See you at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue on Hempstead near Spring Cypress. That's Hempstead, not Homestead. You know how I always say it's Homestead, not Hempstead? This time it is Hempstead. So there's that. Lance, guess what happened? So a lifeguard was teaching shark safety. What do you think happened next?
Shark bit him.
Got attacked by a shark.
Yep.
Ding, 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 so predictable. It is. It can't be more predictable. Teaching while in Long Island beaches. They've reopened for the 4th of July. It occurred at Smith Point when a lifeguard was pretending to be a shark attack victim during a training exercise. The lifeguard flailed about in the water. A real shark swam up and bit his chest.
Don't ever do this. Don't flail like an injured animal.
Speaking of water, Lance, in Singapore,
uh-huh.
This is happening. They are recycling sewage and turning it into beer. Oh. Do you want sewage beer?
Poo beer?
Poo beer.
I don't want poo beer.
Yeah.
No.
It's called New Brew. And it's made out of Singapore sewage. Do you want to drink New Brew?
No.
That's the question type I put to you.
No.
Yeah, me either. I'm out.
I still don't.
No, I'm going to stick with Coors Light with the wonderful water from Colorado. It's unbelievable. An intellectually disabled man, apparently, he was doling out multiple wedgies to random children. Seems like it's not something that we want.
Warren?
Apparently, he just thought it was funny to give kids wedgies. Do you think?
Do I think it's funny to give kids wedgies?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, you know my tricks. I like to trick them into believing that I could be on alone for 17 days.
Right.
I'm more simple like that. I don't have to do physical stunts to kids.
A new study on cannibalism has found that people are not that nutritious. Did you think that we would be
thought about this
more nutritious?
Yes, because when I watched Alone, they have all these fat, you know, they kill squirrels and eat squirrels, mm-hmm. beavers, mice, and they'll have these nutrition facts about all these different meat groups. And I've always thought, I wonder if like we are considered these great sources of are we well marbled with like when alligators eat us or sharks apparently eat us, or bears. Are we considered, you know, nutritious? Are we high in cholesterol?
We're not actually. Here's we found out that one dead mammoth could feed, back in prehistoric days, could feed 2,500 Neanderthals for a month. But cannibalizing a human would provide the crowd with only a third of a day's calories.
A third?
A third of a day's
calories. That seems impossible.
Yeah. One third of a day. That's it. That's it. So we're not that nutritious. So just if anybody's planning on eating another human being.
It's impossible. That's not true. Look how much meat you can pull from this.
We have a lot of fat.
So what? It's still calories. That counts. That can't. Caveman times?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have fat. You got to have fat to survive.
Well,
okay. You got to ingest. You got to eat fat.
Okay, but this was 25. One mammoth could feed 2,500 Neanderthals for a month. But only 25 people could only get a third.
Oh, it's not a single person.
Not a single person. Yeah. 25 people.
I was about to say, please.
Yeah, no.
Please, you're easily pulling over 1,000 calories for a human.
Do you want to move the family to Oklahoma at any point?
It's not on the list currently. I've got some other places. I haven't added. Should I?
Well,
I don't know. You're going to tell me, should I add Oklahoma?
I don't think Nicole will like it.
Okay.
Or Maddie.
Okay.
A study says Oklahoma is the worst state in the country for women.
He won't like it.
No, Monty's not going to like it, not one bit. The study looked at poverty, voter turnout, life expectancy, among 25 other metrics.
Wow, life expectancy,
and,
too.
Yeah. It is the worst state in the country for women. So if you're a woman, don't move to Oklahoma. You could die. What else is happening here? This is such a sad story. Did you see that they're deep in... digging deeper into Uvalde, did you see that a cop saw the kid crash the car and walking in with the machine guns into the school, and he called his supervisor to ask him if he could shoot him, but they didn't get back to him. He could have stopped this. A cop saw him walking into the school with a machine gun. Would you have to ask permission if you saw somebody crash a car and walk into a school with a machine gun?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, I think I know what's going on here, and I'm going to stop it now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable the incompetence that the Uvalde police showed here is unparalleled.
That's not even news of the weird. That's news of the that this is only weird. Gets worse.
No, that is weird that you can't, that someone would be that dumb.
That is pretty stupid.
That's too
There's
stupid.
No common sense, no street sense in that particular instance.
Apparently in Japan, they're having a hard time getting people to go to the to vote. So a major Japanese ramen chain is offering free noodles to young people ahead of Sunday's upper house elections if they turn out to vote. Do you want ramen noodles if you're going to vote?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I mean, you had ramen noodles anyway, and you didn't even vote.
If I'm not going to vote for midterms, if I got some ramen noodles at the polling location, at the location, yeah, I'll go. If I'm going to go anyway, well, hey, how about a little something?
But if you weren't going to go, maybe I will now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I get ramen noodles.
Things, like maybe a banh mi.
You want a banh mi?
From Roostar.
It's okay.
Yeah, huh? A banh mi sandwich from Roostar. No egg, but I will take avocado.
I like the egg.
Yeah, egg's fine. Yeah,
no. I don't do banh mi, but I'll take ramen noodles to vote.
Well, that just does it. Now I'm officially going to Roostar today for lunch.
That's it. I like that. Their wings are tremendous.
I know. Their wings are,
their
really
wings
good.
Are
yeah.
strong. All right, we are done. And you, my friends, are going to have Gallant, Vanessa and Gallant up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed our show. We will talk about JV and Jabari tomorrow right here. Don't you go anywhere.
On ESPN 97.5. 97.5.